This is not the imposition of sanctions, but another threat of sanctions. President Biden's executive order empowers the State Department and Treasury to be able to sanction those seen in the future to be standing in the way of a negotiated peace in Ethiopia on all sides. But no deadline has been announced.
If the government of Ethiopia and the Tigray People's Liberation Front take meaningful steps to enter into talks without preconditions and allow unhindered humanitarian assistance, the United States is prepared to mobilize assistance for Ethiopia to recover and revitalize its economy and build a future for its people.
State Department officials say they fear Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed will want to declare a victory over the Tigrayan People's Liberation Front when he's sworn into office on October the 4th. They also fear that the TPLF will do all it can to prevent that. The U.S. does have a great deal of leverage over the Ethiopian government that so far it hasn't used.
Much of Ethiopia's success in the past has been in terms of trade. Its industrial parks are occupied by American multinationals benefiting from this tax benefit that was introduced 2 decades ago. And there was a fear that would be withdrawn, but that did not happen. And there's a relief in Addis Ababa.
Despite the presence in the administration of those known to be open to U.S. intervention, such as Samantha Power at USAID, it hasn't imposed punishing sanctions on the Ethiopian government. Analysts say there are multiple reasons for Washington's caution. Ethiopia is the U.S.'s main ally in the strategically important Horn of Africa and key to its projection of power across the region. Ethiopia is also important to the U.S.'s war on terror, an important component against al-Shabaab in Somalia, now that U.S. troops have officially withdrawn. Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed is also deregulating and privatizing the Ethiopian economy after decades of central planning, which is beneficial for U.S. multinationals. And perhaps most importantly, even as Ethiopia receives hundreds of millions of dollars from the U.S., it's a key trading partner and investment destination for China. And as the Biden administration has clearly demonstrated, this is not a White House that would take a further integration of Addis Ababa and Beijing well. Shia Brutansi, Al Jazeera, Washington.